And on this discipleship weekend, I invite Cambria now to speak.
Good afternoon, everyone. As Father Joe said, this weekend is Discipleship Sunday, when we celebrate the ways in which your gifts and talents and resources have helped to make and continue to make Holy Family a thriving and flourishing parish. It's my pleasure now to introduce to you Cottie Wallace, who is a longtime parishioner with her family. And she is going to talk a little bit about her journey of discipleship here at Holy Family.
Good afternoon. I'm Cottie Wallace. Today, I have been asked to share my journey of discipleship with you. I find public speaking difficult and certainly hold to the Franciscan admonishment, preach the gospel, use words if necessary. I find that Holy Family is a parish and a place that lives all are welcome and calls and encourages us to a joyful discipleship, and thus I share my journey with you. As a young family, we joined the parish around 1985. We were members of the baptism ministry, preschool, and elementary education for First Communion. My husband was an usher. Then, for many years, my discipleship journey changed and became very personal. After reading St. Teresa of Avila's Interior Castle with my mother during the illness of a child, my mother had the opportunity and calling to become a lay Carmelite. This began an almost two-decade journey of prayer together. During this time, I returned to work full-time, traveled extensively, cared for my aging parents, and my wonderful disabled brother Michael, who lived in Northern California. And Monsignor Connolly was supportive of our family during serious illness, job loss, and life-changing accidents. Our contribution to Holy Family was one of the treasure we could afford. Now, I find myself at a place where I am concerned about the church, the impact of the clerical scandals, the need to reach out to those who have left the church or feel unwanted, the generation of nuns. In the charism of this place, that all are welcome, I'm called to lean back in. Recently, an opportunity arose to join the finance committee of the parish and to support our community's vision for tomorrow. I don't know where my journey will take me, and I am blessed to have this parish as part of that journey. I think the journey of discipleship we undertake is very personal. I don't know where I'm going, and sometimes it feels very lonely. It is also hard when I follow in the footsteps of Jesus and learn to accept that I am both beloved and a sinner. Holy Family has offered incredible speakers that have inspired me: Father Tom Allender, Father Richard Leonard, and Brother Fish stand out. I am blessed to have felt supported here, and I want to thank Monsignor for his spiritual leadership and Cambria for her example of service. To me, the perspective of Pope Francis rings especially true to our charism of all are welcome. He guides. Our mission is to meet our contemporaries, to make known to them Christ's love, not so much by teaching, never by judging, but by becoming companions on the road. So I'd like to encourage you to ask a friend, a family member, or anyone who is searching for meaning and community to join us here at Holy Family on our journey with Christ, because all are wanted and all are welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Cotty. That was beautiful and very moving. And thank you to John and Michael as well for your common journeying along this path. So you heard Cotty's experience, that of her family, her story, but each one of you has your own story, your own set of experiences, your own reasons for why Holy Family is so important to you. You're here today at Mass, which is an incredible gift that you're worshiping with us here as one body of Christ. As Cotty said, our journeys are both personal, that we are certainly called to enter into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, with God, but also our journey as Catholics is communal. We believe that we come together here at Holy Family or any parish community as the body of Christ. And it's that term, that notion of the body, which is so important. We're not here as the toe of Christ or the finger of Christ or the hand of Christ. We are here as the entire body. That means that each one of us here, whatever we're able to give in terms of our time and talent or our treasure, however great or small, we're all equally important, all equally necessary, and all equally wanted, as Cotty said so beautifully. A couple of weeks ago, if you were here at Mass at Holy Family, you probably were able to watch the video, A Day in the Life of Holy Family, and you got a sense of what it takes to run this amazing, flourishing parish day in and day out, 365 days a year. It's quite amazing, and it takes all of us. It's not just one person or a group of people or, you know, a few. It's all of us, each person coming to Mass, coming, supporting different ministries, giving of their time and talent as well as of their resources. Everybody's contribution counts and makes a difference. I don't know if you were as surprised as I was when we broke down the numbers and we shared with you that it takes $9,600 to support one day of operations at Holy Family. That's all the ministries that we do, the worship that we provide the masses, the outreach to the poor, the sharing of our spiritual lives, the deepening of our understanding of our faith, the catechetical aspect that we do, all the things that we do at $9,600 a day. So my job now is to actually ask all of you to recommit to Holy Family and to your support for this wonderful parish. You'll see in front of you in the pew holders that there are some commitment cards, and I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward. If there aren't enough commitment cards or pencils or pens in the pew holders, then just raise your hands and they'll be happy to give you whatever you need. If you've been giving to Holy Family for a while, and many of you are incredibly generous in your regular commitment to us, I certainly want to thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us, whether that's time, talent, or treasure. But if you are continuing to give, then I would invite you to complete the card. And of course, we have your information, your contact information, but I would urge you to fill that out anyway, just to make sure that we've got it correctly, that it's updated, and that we're not confusing you with any other parishioner with a like-sounding name. If you're already giving, I would urge you to consider whether or not you can extend the amount you give. Just like your household, the Holy Family household has increasing costs because of the rising cost of living every year. And there are certain fixed costs that we have to deal with. You know, we have to keep the lights turned on, the heating on in the winter, the air conditioning on in the summer. We have to pay our staff salaries, pay them health benefits. So there are many things that go up every year, and that impacts our budget. So if you're able to increase your giving to the extent of the whatever the cost of living is, that is incredibly helpful for Holy Family and means that we can continue to operate Holy Family in the way that you expect and the way that we expect. If you've not given before, or perhaps you've given in the basket, not on a regular basis, we are incredibly grateful for whatever you've been able to provide to Holy Family, but I would urge you to prayerfully consider making an ongoing commitment. And the reason that's important is because it helps us to plan and to budget. It might be beyond the means of many of us to pay for a whole day at Holy Family, which is $9,600, but it might not be beyond your household means to pay for half a day, $4,800 over the course of a year, or even a quarter of a day, which is $2,400, again, over the course of the year, broken out by 12 months. But whatever you can do, however small, however great, it is needed, wanted, and appreciated. And so I just urge you to reflect on whatever your parish, your household budget is that you can continue to support or begin to support Holy Family. You can give in a number of ways, by credit card, by, you know, through the monthly offertory envelopes. And we particularly urge you to consider giving through our website. And the reason that's so important is that it means that, again, we can budget, we can count on that amount of money coming in once or twice a month from you, and that helps us to plan, especially through the summer when people are away, and often our donations go down when people aren't physically here. So please consider, that would be very, very helpful. Many of you are already very actively involved in volunteering at Holy Family in various ministries. It may be that you are thinking, well, you'd like to try something new. We have over 90 ministries. Or perhaps you've never formally volunteered for Holy Family before. You're coming to Mass regularly, which is wonderful, but you haven't yet sort of engaged with the wider community outside of Mass. I'd encourage you to think about doing that today by ticking the box on the left-hand side of the card, where you can ask Mary Schmoller, our wonderful director of volunteers, to contact you, and she will be very faithful in following up, I can assure you. So I think that is everything that I need to let you know about. I just ask, when you finish filling out the card, please hang on to it. And when the ushers come through in a few minutes with the offertory baskets, then you could just simply place the card in the offertory basket. So all that remains for me now is just to thank each and every one of you for whatever you do, for all that you do for Holy Family. It does make a difference. It helps us to create this beautiful mosaic of the people of God, the family of God, the body of Christ. And we're here not just to build up Holy Family, but really to transform the world, to build the kingdom of God. And that's what you're doing by the very fact of your presence here today and involvement in the parish. So thank you, and God bless each and every one of you.
Dennis and myself, just to say, echo a word of thanks and appreciation for all your kindness and support that you offer to Holy Family Parish ongoing and through the years. It's very much appreciated, and we very much notice and are aware of your kindness to us, and thank you for that.